I have a new guilty pleasure. It is Seatbelt Psychic on Lifetime. The finale's 10 o'clock tonight. Christy, thank you so much for hooking me up with this show.
You are welcome. I stumbled across it. I was absolutely mesmerized. I texted Torg. I said, you have got to check this out.
I have yet to see it, but the season finale is tonight at 10 on Lifetime. I'll be watching. Psychic Thomas John, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I mean, honestly, one of the best shows that I have come across in a long time.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys watching.
Yeah, and you know what I think makes you different than the other guys, and no offense to anyone, Tyler Henry or the other people on TV, what you do that I find so amazing is you're very specific. You don't say, like, I sense a father figure. You'll say, who is Renee? Who is Jerry? You give specific names about the people that you're communicating with.
I try to be as specific as possible, and if I get a name or a personality trait or some sort of thing that comes through, it's great when that type of stuff does come through, because I just think it helps people that might be more on the fence or skeptical.
Yeah, and James Corden kind of, he didn't discover you, because you've been actually, now you're going to be a national name, but you were in New York City very, very popular, and now you're doing the show in L.A., but you've been doing this your entire life, right? This is nothing new.
Yeah, well, when I was 4 years old, the story that I tell people that explains this is what happened to me, is that my grandfather, he started visiting me, so I basically knew that, I didn't really understand it, I don't think, but when I was 4 and 5 years old, I had these, visitations from my grandfather, and my parents were, super freaked out and thought I was crazy. But it was kind of like an undeniable thing, because there was so much stuff coming through that they felt, well, there's no way that he would know about this. That's basically how that kind of all unfolded. And I've been doing professional readings, and then this opportunity it presented itself.
Just the way the whole thing is set up, and the people, you get in the car and you always ask them ahead of time, listen, I'm a medium. Is it okay if I do a reading? Have you ever had somebody get in your car and go, nope, I don't want one?
Or did you just
We have people that get in the car that they just are not interested in partaking in that. Lots of reasons, religious reasons, sure. Just their own personal beliefs they'd rather not know. So, we have had that happen. And I think that that's important, too. So we even show a few of those on the show because, it's important to show that we are being respectful of people. And I don't want anybody to ever feel like I'm pushing myself on them.
Yeah, and the huge advantage of your show is when people hire you to do a reading, they know what they're getting into. In this case, they jump into a car, they get a reading, and the one thing that I mentioned on the air about you, you make more people cry than the Cleveland Browns. You make a lot of people cry, though, because it's real raw emotion from something they didn't expect getting in your rideshare car.
I think that is part of it, and the great part of it is, too, is I think on this show, what's interesting is the people that are getting in the car are sort of like, they might be people that don't even really, they might even be people that don't even really wouldn't normally go after something like this. Mm-hmm. We've had riders that got in that they've never thought about going and seeing a psychic reading, but when it presents themselves, they're open to it, and they feel like it's a positive thing. So I've had that happen a few times, and I think it's good because I think it presents it to people who it's not necessarily people that are even believers. So the potential to change people's minds is really positive.
And you do that because when you ask them, hey, is it okay if I do this? They're like, yeah, whatever, and they got a big old smile on their face, and then you start delving into what's going on, and then you just see the look of their face. It just goes blank that they can't believe it, and that's the best part.
Yeah, I think that, you can definitely feel, it's pretty palpable for people. I just think that the response to it and stuff, it's pretty,
it's genuine.
It feels really real.
How long before somebody sits in your back seat? As soon as their butt hits the seat, are you bombarded with people that have passed in their life, or does it take you a minute to focus in? And
yeah, it's all very dependent. You know, I think it's all dependent. It all depends. Sometimes I will have situations where it does really feel like somebody comes through and it's like this really, really strong thing that I get right away. And sometimes it feels like it takes a few, you know, takes a little bit of time. It just depends. It's very, I feel that that's the best way I can answer that is it does feel very, it's very dependent.
Hey, do you, Ouija boards, do you buy into that or is that completely fake?
You know, I don't think it's fake because I do feel like there is something that is, there's definitely a power there, but I do feel like it's something that I don't like to dabble in because I just don't feel like it's really, it's almost like calling in something that you don't have a lot of control
right.
over.
Right.
Particularly, they kind of scare me, yeah.
Yeah. Is there a window of people that have moved on to stay in touch with people in our world? I mean, for instance, does your grandfather still visit you after all these years, or is there like a limited window as when these spirits come back or communicate?
You know, I have had, even on the show, which, you know, you'll even see tonight, there's people that come through from years and years ago.
Okay.
And from 20 years ago, 30 years ago. You know, people ask me that a lot, like when they come to my events, because I do these big events too, sometimes with like 100, 200 people. And sometimes I will get messages from people that it's like long ago, recent, and people ask, you know, because they want to know, you know, does that affect if I'm going to get a reading or not? And I'm like, not, I can't really say there's any rules about that. I mean, it feels like if they want to come through, they come through. And if it's just not the right connection, they just don't. And sometimes they come through, sometimes they're not. It just really just depends. So I can't say that there's a rule about that.
Seatbelt Psychic is the show. It's on tonight, Lifetime at 10 o'clock. It's a season finale. What they do, folks, they do 2 30-minute episodes back-to-back, so you're going to see 2 episodes of this tonight. Hey, Thomas, I saw you on TMZ predict the Red Sox versus the Dodgers in the World Series. Can you see sporting events, or are you just kind of saying, I'd like to see those two teams?
You know, I have one of the things that I like about sporting events is I don't follow sports, and so I feel like I always feel like my intuition is better with that because I'm not influenced by my own beliefs
yes.
or my own thoughts and stuff. So it was funny because my friend who's actually my best friend is a huge skeptic, and he's like, whatever, you just predicted that because they're both doing well or something. And I was like, I had no idea that I don't even know about that stuff. But I guess I can do sport. I've done sporting events before.
Nice.
And, you know, on a lighter note, it must be exhausting to be a psychic because everybody from the bartender, the waitress that you have, the lady at the front desk at the hotel, when you go on vacation, can you go a week, 2 weeks and just not have any
contact
with
anybody?
I don't want to do a reading.
Well, it's so funny you say that because when I travel with one of my really good friends and he's a dentist. So between that, we're always joking because if he's, you know, talks about his profession, people start opening their mouths up.
Does this look infected to you?
Good thing he's not a gynecologist.
I usually tell people I'm a librarian.
Well, I am absolutely obsessed with the show, and I can't wait to see tonight's episode.
Yeah, season two. You going to have a season two?
I really hope so. We haven't got official word yet, but, you know, I'm getting good feelings, so hope so.
Awesome. Thomas John, it's an amazing show. I recommend it tonight, 10 o'clock on Lifetime Network. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, keep us in mind. We're Torgan Elliott Show with Christy in Columbus, Ohio.
Well, hey, you know, I was going to tell you guys, I actually come to Ohio quite a bit, so the next time I'm there, I'll look you guys up.
Oh, that'd be
perfect.
Great.
We'd love it.
Thanks, Thomas.
Thank you, sir.